Welcome to a Performer of the Week edition of Daytime Confidential, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. My name is Luke Kerr. Joining me today, we have Mike Jubinville. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Luke.
Joshua Baldwin, welcome.
Hello.
And the diva herself, Jillian Bowe, welcome.
Oh,
the diva herself.
Y'all better ask somebody.
Well, we're here to discuss some performers of the week, the people who we thought did an outstanding job over the last 5 days of soap opera. There was a lot of soap operas to consume. Mike, who stood out for you?
I'm just going to start out by saying, and I tweeted this, this was a really difficult week for me. I was disappointed in most everything that I saw. But Joshua Morrow, you'd think the name Josh would be easy for me to remember. Joshua Morrow.
Okay.
We really don't need to get into your personal dynamics. That is none of our business.
But Joshua should really tell Reva Shane about her ass when this podcast is over.
Joshua Morrow actually stood out for me because, let me think. It wasn't during the hearing that he actually made me pay attention. Wednesday's episode, I completely mentally checked out on, which may bring me to Thursday, which I was somewhat mentally checked out on. But when he took that box of toys into the restaurant and started telling Victor every little thing that that little boy likes and doesn't like, while everybody in the restaurant is watching, and then Sharon's standing there watching this whole thing happen, that made me watch. That engaged my attention because it was part of the story. It had to be done. And I think Joshua Morrow really made this crappy turn of events something that I could get behind if Nick actually follows through with his threats, which he's not really good on. So I'm really hoping that this will kind of make him realize that this guy who he's called his father is just really a horrible human being. And I just was so pleased that he was able to take that and just give it back to Victor one by one, toy by toy.
Okay.
So he stood out for last week.
Fantastic. Jillian, who'd you choose?
It is Joshua Moore from The Young and the Restless. It was, he played those scenes fantastically when he, where he was fighting for his life with the mediations with himself versus Victor. Just when Victor and Nick were just getting along, here comes Victor to pull the rug out with double-crossing Victoria. And then Victor plays his hand like the dumbass, letting him know, yeah, no, Christian ain't yours, and I will fight you tooth and nail. And Nick is just like, well, bring it on, bitch. I'm a Newman, too. I felt that in my bones for him. And when he was just going in on Victor and just telling Victor about Christian's schedule and the toys and letting Victor know that he will be coming after him for what he's done, I felt that because, yeah, over the years, Nick has been a dumbass, but not until recently. Nick has been the sharpest tool in the shed, and Nick has been able to circumvent, if you will, Victor on some of his shenanigans. And I feel as though Nick, we all know Nick is not the sharpest one when it comes to business. That belongs to his other siblings. But when it comes to his kids, Nick does not play those reindeer games at all. So if this was a battle with having to deal with corporate things, I would be like, okay, Nick, like, come on now. Like, now. I pat him on the head and be like, gone over there. But this is something that is in Nick's wheelhouse, which is family. I mean, Victor's big on family, but Nick raises his kids. Nick don't pat them kids on the head and it's like, Miguel, take them or sends them to Switzerland. Nick is a hands-on father. That's something that he has over Victor. So with him being threatened, with his family life being threatened, I feel as though Nick is going to come after Victor. So the way how Morrow played those scenes, I'm stepping out on this branch here. Why not best not let me fall off this branch, because I'm going to be mad as hell. But I'm going to be on this branch here and say that Nick is going to come after Victor with guns blazing over this Christian whole debacle. The secret had to come out, you know, under Sally's regime. She said she wanted this played out for years. But I guess Mal said, not anymore, girl. But it had to come out to even the playing field, so I'm here for it.
Josh, who'd you pick?
I have to add, he was angry when he needed to be angry. He would had that undertone of hurt and pain.
Yeah.
I just thought he did a great job. Go ahead. Sorry.
Josh, who'd you pick?
I had three, but I'm not going to do three. Not going to pull a Luke Kerr. And I'm going to do Robert Scott Wilson from Days of Our Lives.
Woo!
He's my honorable mention. That's a good one.
So they played those scenes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday's episode, he didn't speak a word. It was all facial expressions with him remembering what happened in the cabin, and going from despair to heartache to just horror of what he had done. And then you have the scenes with Victoria Konofal, and him telling his story about his mom and Jordan while also recognizing that what he had done was so awful, infusing some humor into it as well. Those scenes, and I have to give, I don't know how to do this without saying, the directors and writers at Days of Our Lives that handled those scenes, amazing. Because there was a weird level of intimacy in those scenes, and I started to give it to Victoria Konofal, but Robert Scott Wilson carried that one episode with facial expressions. So for me, he edges out my other two just slightly.
Plus, in a way, he also is that person that everybody knows he's a serial killer, and he's with Hope's daughter, and he's still able to make people kind of like this couple. So that is saying something.
Yes. Oh, look, I said it on Twitter. If loving them is wrong, I don't want to be right. They are it's so sinful, but it's so good. It is so good. That's just how good they are. And that's how Allison and James Scott came off. You had your druthers with them. I mean, you know, I'm not getting down that rabbit hole with the whole thing, but it was like, damn. Like, they really found a good little pairing with them. Mm-hmm. I just have to laugh at CBS, because when I think about where this young man started from, he was in the CBS daytime family when he was like the first Price is Right man or whatever. And I was just, the whole time he was there, I was like, why isn't Angelica pitching him over to the Bold and the Beautiful as Thomas, or at the Young and the, or at the Young and the Restless is friggin' Kyle Abbott.
Kyle, yes.
Or he could have been one of the many Noahs.
Joshua Morrow said, wait a minute now, girl. and why couldn't he have been Scotty Granger? I'm like, y'all had a phenom in y'all midst, and y'all screwed it up. Your loss is Days' gain. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess Days of Relash should tell CBS, thanks for screwing up, because I'm like, this young man is a really good find. His redemption storyline is just, I can't wait.
Twitter's calling him Strangle Bay. I mean, they have a bay name for this serial killer. And that's how good he is. And General Hospital, take a note. This is how you redeem someone.
Right. And that's the thing. That's the thing. So many people have been, well, this is no different than Franco. This is different than Franco on so many levels. It's not. I mean, it would take an entire podcast to dissect that.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
I'm not either, but it's different.
Franco is there to stay. I know you don't like him, but he's there to stay. So just let it go. Let go.
Well,
let
no,
God,
but
go.
I'm saying it. Like,
let go.
All I'm saying is General Hospital has attempted many times to make fans love Franco, and every time it has pretty much fallen flat in terms of just the story, the backstory, and they keep changing it. Days isn't trying to change Ben's backstory. They're
owning it.
They're owning it and embracing it. and letting him as a character evolve. Franco has 7 different backstories, and all of them get more convoluted with each passing week.
Plus, he was talking about his own abuse and how Jordan taught him how to do certain things, and it just all made sense that there's a part of him that wants to take care of her, but I don't know that he knows how to do that because of his own experience.
Right. My performer of the week is also Joshua Morrow. Jillian touched on it, but the last time I picked him as a performer of the week was when he was also dealing with his child back in the hospital, and those scenes really gripped me. Joshua Morrow has an uncanny ability for just tapping into fatherhood as a soap dad. Not all actors who play dads on soaps are very good at it, but Joshua Morrow excels at it. So when any time you have him going to bat for his children, you literally believe that that is his biological child, whether that is storyline dictated or in real life. He conveys every emotion that you would expect a loving, caring father to convey, and he does it so well. And he has Sharon Case to play off of. He has Eric Braeden to play off of. On one hand, you have Eric Braeden, who is like being the steely, villainous character that Victor is. And on the other hand, you have Sharon, who herself is conflicted with like what she's doing to the man she loves in terms of preventing him from being with his child by them being together. And at the same time, she is seeing the struggle that he's going through. And Joshua Morrow just plays off of both of those two so well. It is something to behold. You guys already touched on Robert Scott Wilson. He was my honorable mention. Did you guys have any other honorable mentions, Mike?
No, I don't.
Okay. Jillian?
No.
Okay. Now, Josh, you said you weren't going to pull a Luke, so how many honorable mentions did you have?
I just have 2. It's Joshua Morrow, definitely, but Victoria Konofal, those scenes only work with Robert Scott Wilson because she's so amazing. They are amazing off of one another. Just specifically, and this goes to the directors at Days as well, when he handed her that knife and said, stab me if you get scared, if you think I'm going to do something, and they kept showing her hand either gripping or releasing the knife based on whether she was feeling comfortable in the scene, it was just all so well done. And she went from frightened to concerned to maybe I'm going to play this guy to try to get out of here, just all very, very well. She just continues to be quite a little find, that young lady. Just quite a little find.
Okay. Well, on that note, you can comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential. You can find me on Twitter at Luke_Kerr. Mike is at MPJ24. Jillian is at Jillian Bow. And Josh is at Dr. Joshua 09 or 09. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
So long.
Bye.